早上我们谈到生命的失落。
And this morning we talked about the loss of life.
人本来生命是很健康的。
And a man originally has a very healthy life.
也是很有意义、很丰盛的。
It is very purposeful and very full.
因为神起初造人是按照他的形象造的。
Because when God created man, He created them in His image.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And they have truth and
righteousness.
Pure righteousness.
所以有资格被放在伊甸园里。
And so they have the right to be put in the Garden of Eden.
享受快乐。
To enjoy this joy.
可是因为人的贪心。
But because of man's greed.
所以就失落了。
And they lost this.
因此在提摩太前书第六章那边告诉我们，贪心是万恶之根。
And so in 1 Timothy chapter 6, it tells us that greed is the root of all evil.
贪心就是想要去得到我们不应该得到的。
And greed, it is to want the things which we are not enabled to receive.
想要去做我们不应该做的。
It is to do the things which we are not supposed to do.
看不应该看的。
To look at things we are not supposed to look at.
摸不应该摸的。
To touch the things we are not supposed to touch.
说不应该说的。
To say the things we are not supposed to say.
想不应该想的。
To think about things we are not supposed to think about.
这个都是罪。
These are all sin.
因此罪又要落入那个不完美的境界。
And because of sin, we have entered into a stage that is imperfect.
本来神造人是按照他的形象。
When God created man, He created them in His image.
后来人一直生孩子。
And then man had children.
那人生孩子是按照人的形象和样式，不是按照神的。
And the children, they are according to the image of man, not the image of God.
因此就不能够改变了，就不能够恢复到本来的样子。
And so they are unable to revert back to the original form.
但是神造人的本意是让人过着一个很好的生活。
But when God created man, He wanted them to live a very good life.
就是人在犯罪以后还是一样，神的心意不曾改变的。
And even after man has sinned, God's What God wants for us does not change.
我们看耶利米书。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter Jeremiah.
二十九章的十一节。
Chapter 29 verse 11.
耶利米书二十九章十一节。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11.
神说我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。所以神并不是故意要降灾祸给我们。
And so God does not want to give us difficulties.
因为人犯罪以后，神就惩罚。
But after man has sinned, then God gives them punishment.
神本来意思不是这样子，是要赐平安。
But God's original purpose was to give peace.
叫我们末后有成功了。
And so that we can have success in the future.
这个指望也是成功的意思。
And this hope, it is of a success in the future.
有指望就会成功啊。
Because if you have this hope, then you can succeed.
人最怕的就是怕没有希望啊。
And man, the thing they fear the most is not to have any hope.
一个人假设活在没有指望当中啊，这个人活着就没有意义。
When a person lives without hope, this person lives without purpose.
有一个，我看了这个基督教的杂志啊，就是他们每天的分享。
And I was reading a Christian magazine, which was
devotional.
I was reading devotional articles.
那有一篇呢，有一个基督徒他写一篇文章。
And this one article,
他说哈，他以前对孩子管教都很严格。
This Christian, he said that before he used to treat his children very strictly.
孩子做的再好也是骂。
Even if his children were perfect, he would still scold them.
他就父母亲上班了，很忙碌。
And then the parents, they would work and were very busy.
所以没有时间去看到孩子好的那一面。
And so they were unable to see the good side of their children.
他有时间但是时间很短所以只能够看孩子不好的那一面。
He only had a little bit of time, and so he used his time to look at the bad points of his children.
孩子不好的那一面偏偏要看得很清楚，很快就容易看到。
And so whenever he looked at his children, he very quickly saw the bad points.
孩子好的那一面就是看不到你要花很多时间。很认真去看，才会看出孩子好的那一面。
But then the good side of the children, it takes him a lot of time and a lot of effort to go and carefully observe them before he sees them.
所以这位父亲老是骂他孩子。
And so this father, he often scolded his children.
或他让孩子觉得他人生活着没有什么希望。
And so his children eventually felt that living on this earth, it has no hope.
因为他自己知道。再怎么努力的，爸爸就是骂他。
Because they know that no matter how hard I try, my father just scolds me.
所以他觉得他这一辈子就这样子，不能够改变了。
And so he felt that this was his life; he could not change anything.
他就想自杀。
And so he wanted to commit suicide.
啊，后来他爸爸哈，在一个查经的啊查经会当中啊，他学到这个神对他是有爱心的。
But then, this father in a Bible study, he realized that how much love God had towards man.
他的神所怀意念呢、啊？是平安一念，不是降灾祸。
He says that the thoughts that God has for man, it is thoughts of peace and not of evil.
那叫我们摸有指望，有希望。
And to give us a hope and a future.
所以他就想到这里了，他就那他对孩子的这样子态度是不对的。
And so when he, as he thought about this, he felt that his attitude towards his children was incorrect.
所以他回去以后就对孩子态度就改变了。
And so after he went home, he changed his view.
他第一次承认孩子的好处优点。
For the first time, he complimented his children.
他的孩子都哭出来呀。
And then his child cried.
他爸爸，您救了我的一条生命。您救了我一条生命。
And this child said, "Father, you have saved my life."
他爸爸说为什么？
The father said, "Why?"
我本来想自杀。
The child said, "I was going to commit suicide."
啊，这个爸爸听了以后就吓一跳，哇，你怎么会这个样子？
And then this father, when he heard it, he was very shocked and said, "How would you think about this?"
他从来没有想过儿子会自杀。
I never thought that this child would do this anything.
儿子活着没有指望。
Because this child did not have hope.
再怎么努力，再怎么好，爸爸都是骂。
No matter how good he was, the father just scolded him.
但是我们天父啊，是让我们有希望而指望的。
But our heavenly Father gives us hope and a future.
所以就是人犯罪以后呢，我们还是有希望。
And so even after man has sinned, we still have this hope.
但是人犯罪以后，人用自己的方法啊，没有办法达到神所要求的。
But after we have sinned, after man has sinned, then we cannot use our own power to achieve the standard of God.
就是不能够让我们败坏的那一种生命啊变成好。
And we cannot allow our corrupted lives to become good.
好像人犯罪以后啊，就会嫉妒啊，我们早上谈过的会嫉妒啊，纷争。
And after man has sinned, there will be jealousy and strife.
贪心骄傲。
And there will be envy and greed.
啊，这个是与生俱来的。
And pride, and this comes from sin.
因为是啊，代代相传，从亚当是按照他的形象，然后就生了他儿子。
Because this is through the image of Adam.
所以现在人类用教育的方法也没有办法去改变我们的生命。
And so man has no way to change our lives through teaching.
那用福利制度啊，想要去照顾那些穷人，可是也没有办法改变他们的生命。
And then if you try to,
welfare system.
If you try to use a welfare system to help the poor, you cannot change their lifestyle still.
啊，人们啊，想说啊，这个更高生活的水平啊，就是改变我们的生命。
And people think that a higher standard of living is to change our life.
啊，追求更高的收入。
To pursue a higher salary,
追求更好的房子，更好的享受。
To find a bigger house and a better enjoyment.
啊，让人看起来我就是很高尚的人。
So that when people look at me, they see that I am very high class.
所以每个人都很追求啊。
And everyone pursues after these things.
一天工作很多个小时在拼。
And they work very diligently many hours of the day.
啊，虽然是这样子，也不能够改变现状。
And even though they do this, they cannot change their situation.
也不能够使这个社会更好。
And they cannot change society for the better.
也不能够使我们自己更完美。
And they cannot change themselves to be perfect.
因为人的方法没有办法去改变自己生命的内涵，那个内在没有办法去改变。
Because man cannot change what is inside of them.
啊，只有神耶稣才有办法改变我们呢。
Only Jesus Christ has the power to change us.
所以生命的改变呢，必须要在基督耶稣里才有办法。
And so the change of a man can only come through Jesus Christ.
啊，请看哥林多后书。
And let us look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章的十七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已经过了，都变成新的了。哥林多啊，后书啊，对，哥林多后书第五章十七节，后书。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17。
人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
And so if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
啊，新造的人就跟旧人不一样啊。
And they are different from the old.
啊，旧人是很败坏。
And the old person has become very corrupted.
啊，旧人是很丑陋的。
They are very low.
啊，只是有时候啊，有人帮我们。遮盖丑陋。
But sometimes people have just covered up our problems.
不是 problem, 是那个 ugliness.
The ugliness that we have.
啊，有时候是自己遮盖自己。
And sometimes we even cover our own ugliness.
所以那个旧人啊，是很丑陋的，不堪一看的。
And so this old man, it is very ugly and it is not worth looking at.
啊，现在呢， 因为在基督里我们就新造的人。
But now, because through Christ, there is a new creation.
因为旧人呢是赤身裸体的。
The old person was naked.
啊，让人家觉得很不好意思啊。
And was very ashamed.
那有的人觉得啊，他很光荣、很光彩，其实啊，每一个人的内心都是。
And so some people, even though they feel that they are very glorious, they still have this dark side to their hearts.
啊，这是没有显示出来的。
It is just not manifest.
啊，那个不好的一面说赤身裸体，这是很不好意思的。
And so this other side, it is very shameful and naked.
因为啊，人那个内心的动机啊，是一般人看不出来。
Because the motivation of man, most people cannot see.
啊，除了神知道以外，我们其他的人都看不出来。
Besides God, no one can see what our inner motivations are.
啊，比如说我们在啊，有人在跟我们握手啊。
For example, if somebody is shaking hands with us,
你看大家在握手，可是呢，这个心里面怎么想？是不是真的在恭喜你，在关心你？哎，不知道啊，他心里怎么想，我们不知道。
When someone shakes your hand, do they really care about you, or do they are really congratulating you? You cannot tell.
好像那个犹大，他卖主耶稣啊，他还用亲嘴啊做记号。
For example, Judas, when he betrayed Jesus Christ, he even kissed Jesus.
那看起来很关心主耶稣啊，他亲嘴嘛。
It looks like a very considered act.
啊，是一个最高的最亲密的一种那沟通一种寒暄的方式。
It is a very intimate act of their relationship.
可是谁知道他要出卖主耶稣啊
？But who knew that he was betraying Jesus Christ?
所以有时候那个内心呢，一摊开的话，见不得人。
And so sometimes, if this inner man is shown out, then you cannot even look upon another person.
基督里，我们就变成新造的人了。
But through Jesus Christ, we have become a new creation.
为什么在基督里就变成新造的人呢
？Why is it through Jesus Christ we can become a new creation?
我们怎么能够改变，把我们从旧的生命从那个毁坏的变成一只新的蝴蝶，这样子飞起来
？How do we change from this old corrupted self into this into a beautiful butterfly?
很 beautiful， 对，因为春天到了
Because spring has come.
那百花齐放。
And there's lots of flowers.
那蝴蝶也产生了，从那个卷怎么，那个字叫什么念哈？茧，破茧而出。
And then the butterflies they break out of their cocoons and begin to fly away.
变成很漂亮的蝴蝶。
And they become into this very beautiful butterfly.
这个要怎么变呢
？So how do they change?
我们当时茧是很容易了解，但是圣经告诉我们什么
？What does the Bible tell us?
请看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6,
第六章第三节。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？第四。
Verse 4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。啊，这里提到洗礼的事情。
Here it talks about baptism.
啊，洗礼是代表着什么意义
？What is the meaning behind baptism?
啊，洗礼很快啊，对，从水里一上来，大概几秒钟的事情而已。
And baptism, the event happens very quickly. It all happens in a matter of seconds.
可是，在那几秒钟的事情而言，对人我们人生是一种很极大的改变。
But in that matter of seconds, a very large change happens in our life.
因为我们把旧人埋葬了。
Because we have buried the old man.
啊，可是有的呢，不愿意去埋葬他旧人。
But some people are unwilling to bury this old man.
还要享受那种罪状之乐的。
They still want to enjoy the joys of sin.
啊，有的人啊，要改变啊，魔鬼啊，把他拖住啊，不让他改变。
And some people want to change, but Satan has grasped hold of them so that they are unable to change.
啊，有个年轻人啊，他从台湾哈，啊，他在台湾的时候。在读中学就很会读书了。
And there was a youth when he was in Taiwan. He knew how to study very well.
然后就读一流的大学，大概是台湾大学。
And then he got into a very good college in Taiwan.
然后呢，就到美国来留学。
And then he became a foreign student in America.
啊，拿到了学位。
And he got his degree.
啊，然后他结婚。
And he got married.
有孩子。
Had children.
有车子。
Got a car.
有房子。
Bought a house.
啊，几个职位？几个职位啊？
And
但是我讲几个职啊，四个对不对哈？妻子啊，职妻子，我们中文叫职嘛哈。这个英文很难翻的，暂时不用翻，反正我们都听得懂。妻子、儿子这两个哈，
so、
房子都是职，所以你要学嘛，对，你不懂这个，难道还有什么车子、房子，还有一个金子， 我们家五子登科啊，五个子。
He had a wife, son, money, house, and a car.
对对对对对哈。
And these were his five the five essentials.
啊，那有钱对不对？生活很舒适啊，是中产阶级生活。
And so he has a very comfortable lifestyle.
然后他就哈，就有一天呢，就去那个拉斯维加斯那边参观。
And so one day he went to Las Vegas to go take a look around.
然后看人家在赌博嘛，他都很好奇啊，他也坐下去赌博。
And so he saw some people gambling, and he was very interested in it, so he sat down.
刚开始有赢一些钱呢。
And at the beginning, he won a little bit of money.
所以他就在继续啊。
And so he continued on.
后来之后他输了。
And then he lost.
输了下次哈，他还想要赢回来，所以再去赌场赌。
And so he, after he lost the money, he wanted to gain this money back, so he went back to gamble a little more. In the beginning, he was still winning a little bit. He would win at the beginning, but lose at the end.
输钱了就把口袋里边的钱啊全部拿出来，哎，输光了。
And then he would take all the money out of his pocket, but he would lose it all.
后来用那个 credit card 啊，他能够借的钱哎去赌啊，也输光了。
And then he borrowed a lot of money off his credit cards, and he still lost it all.
后来这个 casino 那些公司啊，就给他 credit 哈，就借钱给他去赌。
And then the casino runners, they allowed him a credit line so that he could continue to gamble.
把他看到是 VIP.
And they saw him as a VIP.
他来的话有得穿，有得吃，也可以，还有旅馆可以住。
When he comes, they'll give him a place to stay and they'll feed him.
他心里面觉得很舒服啊，我是 VIP 啊。
And so he felt, oh, I'm a VIP. This is so great.
赌场借给他钱也赌光了。
But then eventually his credit line even ran out.
他回家跟他俩说对不起啊。
And then he went home and he told his wife, I'm sorry. I'm not going to gamble anymore.
他知道赌博厉害啊。
He knows that gambling is very powerful.
但是他改不过来啊。
But he could not change.
他几乎到了这个人破家亡的这种地步。
And he got to the point where he was on the brink of bankruptcy.
他想要改变。
He wanted to change.
他不是不想改变啊。
It's not that he didn't want to change.
他知道他生命是很丑陋的。
He knows that his life has become very ugly.
一个有博士学位的人沉浸在赌场里，没有办法去戒掉，没有办法去改变他的生命，没有办法带给家庭一个安全感。
A person who has a PhD degree is, and he is, yet he is unable to break this habit, and he is unable to bring security to his home.
你看多丑陋啊！
How sad is this?
后来他信耶稣了。
And eventually he believed in Jesus Christ.
信耶稣以后。有能力就改变了。
After he believed in Jesus Christ, he had power and he was able to change.
但是他愿意把那个旧人呢，把旧人埋葬。
But he was willing to bury this old man.
他立志不再赌。
And he made a determination not to gamble any further.
这个赌啊，对他不好。
He knows that it is bad for him.
会毁掉他的家庭，毁掉他的一生。
It will destroy his family and destroy his entire life.
因为受洗以后，他归入基督啊，把旧人埋葬了。
But after baptism, he belongs to Christ and has buried the old man.
有的人，我刚才说，有的人不愿意。
I said just now that there are some people who are unwilling.
有一个姐妹呢，她有这个红斑性狼疮。姐妹她信耶稣以前有 lupus， 有红斑性狼疮。
There's a sister who before she believed in Jesus Christ, she had lupus.
后来这个信徒就介绍她来我们教会来慕道她的病就得到医治了。
And so after a friend of hers, a church member brought her, and she believed, then her sickness was healed.
但是她以前呢，在医院里面住了很久的时间。
But she lived in the hospital for a very long time.
因为她没有保险呢。
And she did not have insurance.
所以他们花了很多钱。
So they spent a lot of money.
几乎把储蓄全部都花完了。
And she had spent about all of her money.
现在要重新开始她的人生了。
And so she needs to completely restart her life.
虽然感谢神啊，主耶稣医治好她的疾病，但是呢，口袋也空空的。
Even though Jesus Christ had healed her illness, she was still broke.
那我们去访问她的家庭。
And we went to go visit her home.
她劝告她先生也要信耶稣啊，说你看你太太受到神那么的恩典啊，恩典那么大，你应该来相信的。
And we told her husband that you should believe in Jesus Christ as well. You have seen what Jesus Christ has done for your wife.
她没办法，她说她要出去赚钱。
He says that I cannot. I need to go out and earn money.
赚钱也可以来信耶稣啊。
And we said, if you're going out to earn money, you can still believe in Jesus Christ.
他不一样了，我赚这个钱跟一般的钱不一样了。
He says, I can't because the money that I make it is different from most.
我说要赚不一样的钱就是钱呢。
And I said, what's the difference? Money is money.
他说我要去开赌场啊。
And he said that I'm going to go and open a casino.
我说开赌场很危险啊，这个黑道人物会找你麻烦啊。
And I said, opening a casino is very dangerous. If the mob comes after you, who knows what happens?
啊，他说我自己做黑道的。
And he says that I am part of this. I am part of the mob.
所以他不怕。
So he is unafraid.
啊，我听说啊，有时候我会问他们教会的信徒说，这个人有没有来信耶稣？他说还没呢。
And so sometimes I'll still ask people of the church if he has come to believe, and they say no.
所以你看，有人呢。就是不愿意把旧人埋葬。
And so we know that there are some people who are just unwilling to let go of their old self.
啊，但是愿意的人啊，就能够变成有新生的样式。
But those who are willing, they are able to have this new life.
啊，有像基督啊的荣耀。
They are able to look like Christ, the glory like Christ.
啊，你看变成一个新的人呐。
They become a new person.
所以在基督里才能够变成一个新的人。
And so only in Jesus Christ can we become a new person.
就我们要怎么样来改变自己？
How do we change ourselves?
我们借着自己也是没办法啊。
Through our own power, we are unable.
我们要借着教会，借着基督的教会才有办法。
Only through the Church of Christ do we have this ability.
啊，基督的教会就是一种崇拜，这个教会就是带领大家来做崇拜的工作。
And the church, it is to bring everyone to worship together.
啊，借着崇拜呢，我们就跟神建立关系。
And through this worship, we come and build a relationship with God.
这崇拜的最高意义啊，就是要带领人到耶稣基督的面前。
And so the greatest purpose of worship is to bring members before Jesus Christ.
所以生命要怎么改变
？So how do we change our life?
就要重生啊，旧的生命让它去了，让它重新建造一个新的。
We must let go of our old self and build up a new man.
啊，这个就是在旧约时代啊，圣经说啊。神借着圣灵啊，赏赐给我们一个肉身，把实心啊去掉。
And in the Old Testament, it says that Jesus, that God will take out our heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh.
那实心跟肉身有什么不一样
？What is the difference between a heart of stone and a heart of flesh?
实心就是没有生命的，这个石头哪有什么生命
？A stone, it has no life.
石头是没有反应的，不会反应。
A stone has no reaction.
你在跟他求、跟他拜托，他没有感情，他不会反应的。
If you talk to the stone, it will not have any emotional response.
那你看这个社会，有人像石心啊，像石头一样。
And if you look in this society, there are people who are like this stone heart.
我们有没有听过一句话叫“有理说不清”啊？有理啊，你有道理，但说不清。
Have you ever heard a saying where even though you have logic,
讲不通对
吧？
这个很难 communicate， 这个很难。
You can't communicate your logic.
因为他讲不，他叫石头嘛。
Because it's like talking to a stone.
你说不要这样子啊，他讲不通啊，他听不懂。
You talk to them, but they cannot understand.
你说不要贪心呐、啊，哎，他听不懂。
You say don't be greedy, but they cannot understand.
像石头的心一样。
It is like a heart of stone.
很难沟通啊。
It's very difficult to communicate.
他做他自己的。
They do whatever they want.
他想他自己的。
They think whatever they want.
他自私自利。
They do whatever they want.
很贪心呐、啊。
They are very greedy.
啊，可是神赏赐给我们一个肉身的话就不一样啊。
But after God has given us a heart of flesh, it is different.
哎呦，你这边痛啊！哎呀，可怜！哎呀，这跟你秀秀哈，你很痛嘛，是吧
？If you have pain, then I can say,
哎，他有感觉啊，这个内心有感觉啊，这个肉身啊。
This heart of flesh, it has compassion.
这对人的痛苦有反应啊。
It will have a response to others' pain.
我们看那个好的撒玛利亚人就是这样子啊，《路加福音》第十章那边有个好的撒玛利亚人。
If you look at the Good Samaritan, this is a good example.
你看那些祭司啊、利未人啊，那些自称为是宗教家的人，像石头的心一样。
If you look at the priests and the Levite, they have this heart of stone.
你看一个被打得半死的人啊，躺在路旁这个哀啊呻吟，说哇好痛啊，请赶快帮我送到医院里去啊！你们要没有送医院里去的话，也拜托你打911啊，叫救护车赶快来呀、啊。
This person who is half dead on the side of the road is calling to you, saying, "Please help me, take me to the hospital. If not, please at least call 911."
哎，都没有感觉啊。
But no response.
我没有时间呢、啊。
I don't have time.
现在是聚会时间，我要赶着去聚会啊。
It's service time. I need to go make it to service on time.
晚上我还要领会啊。
I still have to lead the service tonight.
没时间理你。
I don't have the time to take care of you.
没有反应。
There is no response.
已经那么辛苦，那么痛苦的。
And they are already in so much pain.
那个就是石心啊。
That is a heart of stone.
但神赏赐给我们一个肉心。
But God has given us a heart of flesh.
啊，这个肉心就是一个生命的改变。
This heart of flesh, it is a change in our life.
那以前啊，人告诉我们什么信耶稣啊，你没有反应啊，也是没有反应的了。
And if people were to tell you to believe in Jesus Christ, you would have no response.
好像我们今天在布道啊，你要信耶稣啊，没有反应。
If we preach to other people, we say you need to believe in Jesus Christ.
那个就是
no response.
熟悉呢。
That is a heart of stone.
那个就是他生命还没有被改变呢、啊。
That is their life has yet to be changed.
因为他还没有在基督里呀、啊。
Because they are not in Christ yet.
有理讲不清啊！
And so even though you have this logic, you cannot explain it to them.
你圣经都翻烂了，他你也 没办法去沟通。
You show them all the proof in the Bible, but they are still unable to accept it.
怎么样用啊？
It is useless.
所以生命改变就是要借着耶稣基督啊。
And so the a life change can only be brought about through Jesus Christ.
那我们受洗以后啊，神给我们一个新的生命。
So after we are baptized, God gives us a new life.
这个生命要去维护它。这个生命要去maintain，要去维护。
And we need to maintain this new life.
因为这个生命是新的。
Because this life, it is new.
所以受洗当时取代神给我们一个新的生命。
And so when we come up from baptism, God has given us this new life.
那是神的事情啊。
This is of God.
神的 job 啊，那是神的事情。
It is God's job.
啊，已经完成了。
His job is complete.
我们信耶稣以后，那个事情已经神已经完成在我们身上了。
And so after we believe in Jesus Christ, then His job is done.
可是以后呢，那个机器啊，那个我们新的人，我们要自己去维修。
But afterwards, we need to maintain this life ourselves.
因为有时候你还会坏掉啊，你还会有这个毛病啊。
Because sometimes we will run into problems and we will have breakdowns.
人还活在这个世间。
And while we are still living on this earth,
我们有时候还会受这个环境的影响。
We still take in the effects of this society.
有时候会暂时失去信心呢。
And sometimes we will lose our faith.
你本来很有信心呢。
Originally, you had much faith.
信耶稣啊，很多体验呢。
You had much experience in your belief in Jesus Christ.
你享受过神迹奇事啊。
You have experienced miracles and signs.
所以很有信心呢。
And so you had great faith.
啊，对神也很有信心。
And you had lots of faith towards God.
还是有这环境的影响。
But because of the environment,
好像彼得看主就在走海边。
Such as Peter, when he saw Jesus walking on the water. At that time, Peter had great faith. He said, I want to be like you and walk on the water. And so Peter walked and jumped off the boat and walked on the water. And he walked a few steps. He didn't immediately start sinking when he jumped in.But it's because he saw the waves and the wind all around him. Then his faith was decreasing. And so sometimes we will run into the same problem. Sometimes we will have this doubt towards God. Why is it that this person, he does so many bad things, but he is so successful?But I believe in Jesus Christ, and I run into such difficulties.
啊，有位弟兄啊，在东部有位弟兄啊，啊，他信耶稣以后的头几天，我还看到他。
And there's a brother in the East Coast who, after he was baptized, I saw him for a few years still.
啊，他是一位牙医啊。
And he was a dentist.
可是后来就消失了。
But afterwards, I lost contact.
因为他是牙医，所以我就很好奇，我说，哎，这个人怎么会消失啊？
And because he was a dentist, I thought, how is it that we lost contact with him?
原因呢、啊，就是因为啊，他信耶稣以后啊，有一次去参加灵恩布道会，结果呢，他家里遭到小偷的侵袭。
The reason is because one time he went to attend spiritual convocation, and then when he went, his home was broken into.
哎，他就说，哎，我去参加这个灵恩布道会，参加灵恩会啊，怎么会小偷来在我家呢？那、
so,
神怎么没有看过我的家？
And so he said, why is it that I go to spiritual convocation and my house is broken into? Why did God not look after my house? And so he began to doubt. And he stopped coming to church. And so after we believe in Jesus Christ, it does not ensure that our lives become very smooth. Because even believing in Jesus Christ, our life still has its up and downs. But every important turning point, it is a test from God. Because after every up and down, we should be getting higher and higher. So that our faith can become even more mature. And so that we can be worthy to accept even greater blessings. Because these blessings, God needs to see that we are worthy to accept them. God does not want to waste these blessings on.
因为神要保证啊，我们会很好好的管理啊，所以他要先训练我们，先熬炼我们啊，让我们更成熟。
And so God wants to test us and to train us first to further mature our faith.
那这个就是要靠我们生命啊，要去维护它。
And so this is through we need to maintain our life.
因此啊，主耶稣就赏赐给我们圣灵。
And so because of this, Jesus Christ has given us the Holy Spirit. Let us look at the book of Titus. Here it talks about the renewing of the Holy Spirit. And so we must slowly renew and slowly get better. The Holy Spirit has been granted to us so that we may renew our life, which is to maintain our life, so that we can maintain a good situation of our life. And so through the Holy Spirit, we can put our fleshly desires to death. And then we can bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And so our lives must change. And we must maintain this change. But Jesus Christ has also said that He will give us even more abundant life. And so not only must we maintain it, we must aim for a more abundant life. This is a promise God has given us, and it is a goal for us to pursue. Otherwise, our life, it is very difficult. Do we not live very difficult lives? Or do we live very comfortable lives? And I ask you to think about it. You need to work. Those of you who go to work, you want to retire soon, or on Mondays, you still want to stay and drink coffee. And those who have been laid off, they want to find a job. And those who are working, they envy those who have been laid off. And those who have been laid off, they envy those who are still working. And those who are married, they envy the singles. And those who are single, they envy those who are married. And so, where is there any joy in life? And we always see that the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. And so, we must pursue after this more abundant life. Otherwise, I assure you that life will be very full of trials. Let us turn to the Gospel of John. John chapter 10, verse 10.
盗劫来无非是要拖欠杀害毁坏我来的是要叫羊得生命并且得更丰盛主耶稣来主耶稣已经来到这个世间不但是要叫我们得救还叫我们得生命得更丰盛。And
when Jesus came, He did not come just that we may have life, but also that we may have it more abundantly.
为什么主耶稣有办法让我们的生命得到更丰盛？
And why does Jesus Christ have the ability to give us more abundant life? Because He is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives the life for His sheep. Verse 11.
这一个是重点啊。
This is the important part.
主耶稣只要是没有为我们舍命的话，我们的生命还是很脆弱，还是很孤单的。
If Jesus Christ did not die for us, then we would not have this new life. Our lives would still be very brittle.
诗篇23篇是一个很出名的诗歌。
And Psalm 23, it is a very famous psalm.
我想在哪里啊，在底特律那个黑人的老姐妹过世在举办丧礼的时候，我去参加她的丧礼。底特律啊，Detroit.
So in Detroit, I went to attend a funeral of this sister.
那个叫什么名字啊？你还记得吗？ 哦，你有去参加嘛？哦，那在那里碰到你。哎，啊，那位姐妹啊，她生前啊，我曾经去她那边访问过一次。And
the sister, I had gone to visit her once before.
她很喜欢读诗篇23篇。She
enjoyed reading Psalm chapter 23 very much.
所以在丧礼的时候，我在诗篇23篇再读一次。And
so during the funeral, I read Psalm 23 one more time.
那不但是他喜欢，很多人都喜欢诗篇23篇。
Not only her, many people enjoy this psalm very much.
因为诗篇啊，就是 跟这边所说的我是好牧人，主耶稣是好牧人是相对应的。
Because this psalm, it is very connected to the phrase where Jesus says that I am the good shepherd.
很多人啊，也受感动啊。
And many people were very moved.
啊，的确啊，就是有因为主耶稣啊，我们才能够过着一个更好的生活。
And of course, it is because of Jesus Christ that we can live this better life.
所以根据23篇啊，更丰盛的生命的定义是什么？诗篇23篇啊，告诉我们更丰盛生命的定义。
And so, Psalms 23, it gives us a definition of what a more abundant life is.
来看诗篇23篇。
Let us look at Psalm
23. 诗篇23篇的第一节。
Psalm 23, verse 1.
第一节说啊，主是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。主就是在约翰福音第十章的第十一节那边所记载的主耶稣了。
And so here it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." This Lord, it is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以诗篇二十三篇第一节也可以读说啊，耶稣啊，主耶稣就是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
And so we can read verse Psalm 23 verse 1 as, "Jesus Christ is my shepherd; I shall not want."
那一个人的才能够过着一个不缺乏的生活啊，那他的人生就很丰盛，就很有意义啊。
And so if a person is able to live a life where he does not have any want, then his life is already full of meaning.
今天的人很可怜啊。
And people today are very sad. They live a very sad life because they are always in more need.
当然我们看从表面上看、啊、很多人很有钱、啊、美国人大概有100万个人、啊、100万个人他的资产是超过100万。
And so we may think that they actually have a lot of money though, because in America over 1 million people have accumulated $1 million or more.
资产超过100万呢、欸。超过他的资产
their property is in excess of $1 million.
哇，我们在小时候哈，这个一百万啊，对我们来讲是天文数字。
And so when I was little, $1 million it seemed like unreachable. It's the numbers of the heavens.
小时候说这个家财万贯哈、啊，这个这样以前的钱是用铜板嘛，把这个腰啊这样串起来，我看那个一百万，好多个人串还一百个人串啊穿不上啊。
And
钱很多，一百万算是很多的。
And we saw $1 million is a lot of money.
啊，可是呢，那一百万个人是不是都很快乐呢？
But are these 1 million people very joyful?
他们是过着缺乏生活啊。
They still lead a life.
他们还嫌不够。
They still feel it is not enough.
所以圣经啊，就描写这些很贪心的那钱还认为不够的那，像蚂蟥，像那个吸血虫一样啊。
And so, the Bible likens these people to leeches.
Because they have 2 吸管，前后都有两个吸管。
Because they have they're two-sided, they have blood suckers on either side.
那这个就是吸血的。
And so that they can suck blood.
那吸血的话，他还不够，他说给呀给呀，这个再吸呀。
And they just continue to suck on the blood.
一直吸到他饱，然后掉到地上死了。
And they suck on the blood until they are full, and then they fall on the floor and they die.
所以真的写圣经的人呢，很有智慧啊。
And so those who wrote the Bible, they have much wisdom.
这个吸血虫啊，就是人生的写照。
And these leeches, they are
人生的写照，那个
they are a metaphor for
epitome, 就是缩影啊。
The epitome of life.
啊，这些人就是一直转啊，转到什么时候啊？转到离开世间呢？
These people earn money all their lives until when? Until they die.
他们不会觉得知足了。
And they will never feel that it is content.
很
可怜啊。And so it is very pitiful.
所以启示录啊，启示录啊，约翰在描写那个老底家的信徒是吧？
And so in the book of Revelations, when
他们认为他们很有钱啊。
John is talking about one of the churches. He says that they feel that they have a lot of money.
他们样样都富足啊。
And that they feel they are content in all things.
他们不缺什么东西的。
They are not in need of anything.
啊，这个启示录第三章的十七节。
In Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
啊，所以您说啊，这个老底家教会的信徒啊，说我是富足啊，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
And the church of Laodicea, they say that they are rich and they are need nothing.
对啊，这是一般人的看见啊。
And this is what most people see.
啊，他真的是很有钱啊。
They really had a lot of money.
啊，他这个房子你看得到的。
They have this house that you can see.
他开着很好的汽车，你也看得到。
They drive a nice house. You can see this house. Drive a nice car. You can see the car.
可是呢，却不知道他是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。你看这个形容都很难听啊，什么？您觉得对那个？ Bill Gates 哈，他是你要去他家的门口宣告，你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、逍遥出身的，哇，那你会被他打死。
And so it says that you are actually wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. If you go to Bill Gates' house and you say that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, you may be arrested from his house.
不要说他了，你就是跟你的老板啊宣告说，你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、畜生的，哇，那他马上给你 fire。
And let's not even talk about Bill Gates. If you go to your boss and you say you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, your boss will fire you immediately.
因为哈，约翰当时是在一个属灵、一个灵界的状态之下写这些的。
Because at that time, Paul was in a spiritual realm when he wrote this.
他不是用肉眼看呐。
He was not using his physical eyesight.
肉眼看的话，他们是很富足啊。
If he was using physical eyesight, they had a lot of money.
肉眼看的话，这个 Bill Gates 他房子很大。
If you use physical eyesight, Bill Gates' home must be very great.
他有很多的这个保安系统啊，保安这个
security. And he has a lot of security systems.
所以一般人很不容易去接近他。
And so it'd be very difficult to even get close.
可是用灵的眼睛看就不一样了。
But if you use spiritual eyesight, it is very different.
所以有时候我们要以神的眼睛来看事情啊。
And so we should use the eyesight of God to look at things.
你用神的眼睛去看事情，很容易事情就会被解决。
When you look at things from the eyesight of God, things will become very simple.
你也很容易就满足了。
And you will very easily be content.
因为主耶稣就是我们的牧者啊。
Because Jesus Christ is our shepherd.
啊，他带领我们进入那个不缺乏的状况。
And he leads us in paths which we are not need.
这个就是人生最幸福的。
And this is the most blessed thing of life.
啊，所以这个跟有钱没有钱没有什么关系的。
And so this does not have much to do with whether or not we have any money.
没有钱的话，你也可能会觉得很需求啊。
If you do not have any money, you may also feel very poor.
因为你也缺少电视机，电视机是这个那二十世纪的哈，这个老电视还是黑白电视机，当然你要换一个新的。
Because you have this TV, it is from it is an old one. It is still black and white.
你的车子是二手货了，不但是二手货，已经大概是四手货了，已经换了几个主人，很多个主人了。
And your car may be second hand or even you're maybe the fourth.
这个是 fourth hand.
You may be the fourth owner.
你看卖了再卖，卖了人家已经卖了五六手了。
And they've already sold it to five or six people.
啊，每个人开四万 miles 的话，那你就四六二十四，已经四二十四万 miles.
And if each person drives 40,000 miles, then by the time it gets to you, there's already 240,000 miles.
但是你只要有神啊，基督为你的牧者的话，你觉得很满足啊。
But if you have Jesus Christ as your shepherd, then you will feel very content.
啊，你只要是有钱的话。
If you have, and if you do have money,
你看到你开的一个这个什么林肯 town car 啊
，and you have a Lincoln town car
啊，以前 town car 是很棒的，对，很大方。
And before,
啊，现在 town car 就老型了。现在你说啊，这个 town car 已经过时了，我要买那个 Lexus。
And so, before the town car was a very glorious car, and perhaps now you say you want to buy a Lexus.
啊 ，Lexus 现在最新大概是七开出头了。
And now the newest series is the 7 series.
我看加州很多弟兄是开那种车子呢。
And I see many brothers in California driving those cars.
啊，几年以后他们啊，这个要比不上人家。
And then in a few years they say my car cannot compare to other people.
啊，现在九字头要出现了。
They're already on the 9 series.
啊，要去买那个九字头的。
And so they go and buy a 9 series car.
所以永远都不满足啊。
And so they are never content.
那生活会过得很苦啊。
And then life will be very difficult.
那生活简单的话很轻松。
But if life is simple, then things become very much easier.
我看其实我看我太太是很辛苦的。
And I look at my wife, and I think that she often it is.
因为我们现在家哈，这个女儿嫁了啊，家里她一个人啊，有时候就脏，要清理的话，从楼上清到楼下，她很辛苦的。
Because our daughter is already married, and then if she wants to clean the house, she needs to clean by herself from the top to the bottom.
可是非洲人呢、啊，就很简单呐、啊，非洲人。时间很多啊
but people in Africa they have lots of time.
所以他们有时没事就躺在那个板凳上啊睡觉，躺着睡觉。
And so they often just lie down on the floor and just take a nap.
因为啊，他们也没有窗户可以擦。
Because they don't have any windows to wipe.
没有厨房可以清理。
No kitchen to clean up.
没有地毯可以吸。
No carpet to vacuum.
没有椅子桌子可以擦，可以去保养。
No chairs and tables to take care of.
墙壁不用粉刷。
You don't need to wipe down the walls.
啊，破一个洞了也没关系，不需要请那个人来修理，也不需要去申请一个那个什么保安系统，这个警报系统。
And if you have a hole in your wall, it's okay. You don't need to call somebody to fix it, and you don't need to call any security system.
那个房子啊，我看那个房子有的一个破一个大洞也没关系的。
I look at some houses; they have a big hole, but it's okay.
没有小偷会进去偷啊。
because there's no thief who wants
小偷进去偷的话, 小偷要带钱进去偷啊, 因为小偷比他更富有啊, 你那么穷, 我看, 我再给你10块钱算了呢。
小偷反而要带钱进去偷东西，偷不到东西，把十块钱留在那里。The thief will have nothing to steal, and so they'll bring their own money, and then they'll have to leave money there because they feel poor, feel badly for these people.
他们不会觉得缺乏什么，他们不觉得缺乏。And
but yet they do not feel that they are lacking in anything.
他们生命啊，比我们更丰富啊。And
their life it is more abundant than ours.
所以只要是基督耶稣为我们的牧者，我们就不致缺乏。And
so if Jesus Christ is our shepherd, then we will not be in want.
所以当有一天呢，我们缺乏的时候。
And so one day, if we feel that we are lacking,
强烈的觉得很缺乏,
and we very strongly feel that we are lacking many things,
什么叫强烈觉得很缺乏?
What does it mean to strongly feel this?
就说你啊, 好像很push你自己啊, 再去买一个新的东西,
it means that you you push yourself very hard to go and buy this new thing.
并不是因为那个东西坏的,
it is not because something broke.
啊, 只是因为你要再更好,
it is just because you want something better.
那这个就是你自己要再觉得缺乏。
And this is when you feel that you are lacking yourself.
所以我们可以检讨我们自己的灵性，我们是不是过着一个缺乏的生活？
And so we can examine our own spirituality. Do we feel that we are living a life of lack?
基督耶稣要带我们过一个很丰盛的生活。
Jesus Christ wants to give us a very abundant life.
再看回来诗篇23篇。
Let us turn back to Psalm 23.
23篇的第六节。
Psalm 23, verse 2.
他要使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边啊。第三，
verse
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己应得名引导我做一路。第四，verse
4.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不遭害怕，因为您与我同在，您的杖、您的竿都安慰我。第五，verse
5.
在我敌人面前，您为我摆设宴席，您用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
And how beautiful is this picture that he has painted? We lie on the green pastures beside the still waters. And we walk in the paths of righteousness. And we live a life where God is always abiding with us. And then our enemies will become our friends.
你看,那我们这个人生过得很舒服啊,很有意义啊。
Then in this life, we will live very comfortably and very happily.
没有敌人的生活,没有敌人。
Live without enemies.
神的福杯满溢啊。
And then our cup runs over.
这个充盛的生活。
And truly an abundant life. Because God's grace constantly follows us. No matter where we go, God's grace is still with us. And so the most important thing is to have a life where God is with us. And to be filled with the Spirit of God. And then inside the heart there will not be empty space.
主耶稣说，他说哈，你们向来没有奉我的名求什么。And
so Jesus says that even though you do not ask anything in my name,
但是你们现在要求奉我的名求。But
now you need to ask in my name.
你们就会得着。And
you will receive.
你们就会得着满足的喜乐。And
you will have this joy which is full.
所以这是可以求的。So
this is something we can ask for.
可以求耶稣跟你们同在。You
can ask for Jesus Christ to be with us.
我们就有满足的喜乐。And
then we will have this full joy. And this is an abundant life. This should be the goal of our life.
And
this is something that many people cannot obtain. Many people do not know where to go to obtain this full life. They try many different methods, but they are unable. And so some people feel that just enjoying life, it is to live an abundant life. But they do not know that this living a life of physical enjoyment is a path to hell.
你看现在经济不景气啊,
and we look at right now, the economy is not very stable.
那很多人呢, 很惨啊,
and many people are, it is very bad.
很多人要宣布破产啊,
And many people want to declare bankruptcy.
我想我们可能听到我们很多朋友在说啊，他要宣布破产。
And we may have heard many of our friends saying that they are thinking about declaring bankruptcy.
他要住那个公寓啊，他房子啊已经没有办法住下去了。
And then they're going to get rid of their house because they can't afford it anymore.
他被银行拿走了。
The houses have been foreclosed.
所以很多人都是这样的故事啊。
And there are many stories like this right now.
很可怜。
And it is very pitiful.
所以用物质啊，用金钱啊，不能够得到更丰盛生命。
And so through through this physical wealth, we cannot maintain this.
因为借着耶稣基督才有办法。
Abundant life only through Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督啊，让我们不贪心。
Because Jesus Christ allows us not to be greedy.
圣灵加添我们能力。
And the Holy Spirit gives us power.
一个人贪心的话，那他的一生啊就毁了。
If a person is greedy, then their whole life will be destroyed.
就是他短暂的，他短暂暂时间的拥有很多。
And even though they may have a lot for this short period of time,
可是那个会使他更痛苦。
But in the end, it will cause them even more grief.
可是外人不知道哦。
But other people do not know.
外人不知道说才有很多人跟随他脚步再去争取呀。
Many people, and so they continue to strive forward for this goal.
大家不知道他很可怜呢。
But they do not know that they are very pitiful.
所以我们基督徒啊，不能够按照外邦人的模式去生活。
And so as a Christian, we cannot follow the model which other people have set.
也要真正啊，接受耶稣基督啊，就是我们的牧者。
And we must truly accept that Jesus Christ is our shepherd.
我们才有更丰盛的生命。
And then we can have a more abundant life.
好，一起默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.